This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. It is a busy, busy conference. There are hundreds of people. Probably, I don't know if they've hit 1,000 yet. Probably so. At this point,
it's gotta be.
There's a lot of people here. I mean, you can hear in the background lots of people meeting each other for the first time and old friends meeting up again. It's always fun to be at these conferences. We're at Anarchapulco 2018, basically right on the beach at the beautiful Princess Resort here in Acapulco, Mexico. The weather's been perfect so far throughout the entire weekend.
There hasn't even been a drop of rain.
Nope, not at all. It's just been absolutely fantastic. So we are kicking off another hour here on our Saturday night show, which normally is live, but we're doing these shows recorded from Anarchapulco because it's easier for us. It's a lot easier for our guests. We can easily just bring anybody on, and that makes it, I think, a better show ultimately. So thank you for if you wanted to call in and join us, you're going to have to wait until Monday, and then we'll be back on the air as normal from our Keene studios with Daryl and the crew over there. So once again, thanks to the folks over at the Genesis Communications Network, and for Daryl W. Perry back at the Keene Studios for helping keep everything together behind the scenes as we are here at Anarchapulco. We've got Talib Brown. He's also known as That Guy T on YouTube. And
Before we go any further, I just want to clarify something. Is it That Guy T or That Guy T?
That Guy T.
Okay.
T-H-A-T. Okay. That Guy T on YouTube. And you described yourself as a far-right libertarian. Is that right?
That is correct.
Now, that's what I thought was interesting, because we don't meet too many people who call themselves libertarians and also far right, but we know a few of them, and Christopher Cantwell, of course, is one of them. Would you say he's further to the right than you are? Do you know who he is?
I do definitely know who he is. I've actually had the pleasure of going on his show once.
Really?
Yeah, it actually in his post transition days.
Post-transition?
His
transitioning into
his
a racist.
His Nazi evolution. And
that's not the right word for it. Evolution, that suggests that he's evolving, and I don't think that's the case. I love Chris. I don't love what has happened to his viewpoint over the years. I mean, as you may know, before he got arrested in Charlottesville, in Virginia, he lived in Keene, and he actually still has an apartment there, and was previously on Free Talk Live until he became a racist, and then we just can't have a co-host who is a racist on Free Talk Live, so we kicked him to the curb. But what was it like being on his show, which is just full of, you know, angry people who call in? I mean, I've been on his show, too, in his studio, and, boy, you can read the chat room whenever I'm in there, and it's like, kill that mother effer! He's terrible! Or, you know, lefty, liberal. And, you know, I'm just a voluntarist. Yeah. I think
the memes.
So what was it like? I mean,
it was a fun experience. You know, I was able to have a good conversation with him. We obviously disagree. You know, I'm probably not going to be, you know, welcome into ethno state, so that's okay.
Right.
You know, but
ethno states don't do anything for me, and I just don't. Yeah, whatever.
You'd have to dye your skin pretty heavily, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, a little bit. But outside of that, you know, I was able to have a conversation with him, and the main reason I went on this podcast, and the reason why I still, you know, listen to some of his content in addition to some other well-known, you know, reactionary far-right types. On like different platforms like YouTube and podcasts and such, is because I'm personally, this is just my personal obsession, and this is what I also want to be talking about in my speech today, is that I'm obsessed with culture. I'm obsessed with understanding different culture, people's reasonings for believing in said culture, you know, what motivations they have, what ideas they have. And the alt-right is just one that I've never been able to be exposed to. You know, they're not mainstream. They're not something that you can just, you know, turn on Fox News or, you know, any show or whatever and just hear about. It's kind of like a, you know, kind of like a secret thing. So when I just went into it, just investigating, I just found it really interesting. And there's a lot of really interesting discussions that aren't had mainstream. Some of them are pretty, pretty silly and ridiculous, either, you know, from concepts of like white Sharia to Jewish conspiracy and stuff. And that kind of gets tiring for me. But outside of that, there's still some interesting conversations going on there. Whether you agree with them or not, there's still a relevant cultural force in our society today.
I, too, like culture, and I'm interested in the differences. I'm willing to say if there are cultures, some are better, some are worse, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That the probably the best thing for all us all to do is to find the best parts of each culture, mold them in, incorporate them into a melting pot of the best culture that will then sort of incorporate the others. I know that not everybody likes this particular concept, right? There's this other concept of diversity where everything's the same, you know, has the same particular value. The people that throw their children into volcanoes are just as relevant as those that send them to Harvard. And I say, screw that dumb crap. I mean, that's just dumb to me. But at the same time, I find the shortcuts that one takes, that people take in many cases to sort of identify a culture and therefore a person, say, well, you're part of that group and therefore you're bad or good based on that, seems ridiculous to me. Mm-hmm.
We're libertarians. We believe in the individual.
Right.
Believe,
right. Yeah. You can't make a group statement about something and then decide, okay, well, the baby's too small. I'm throwing out the whole thing with the bathwater.
That's why I could touch on that really quickly, the idea that you were saying, where how you favor the melting pot idea of just bringing in the best of what of cultures of all around the world and just, you know, letting it assimilate to something great. And not like a lot of right far writers, right libertarians, right reactionaries don't agree with that, obviously.
They don't, no.
And I think the reason that a lot of libertarians are being, you know, are moving more right wing or having like some like sort of like the alt-right libertarian pipeline that we heard about.
Yep.
Is because right now, while your ideas, isn't in itself an aggression, it's not in itself an infringement on liberty, the current power structure that we have also believes in that, at least as far as we can see, and we have forced egalitarianism. We have forced mandated assimilation rather than voluntary assimilation.
Sure, which there's going to be pushback. Whenever there's force, people are going to resist it.
Absolutely. Right. Whereas on the, you know, alt-right racist side, granted, this isn't all of them. There's definitely some, you know, like legitimate national socialist, you know, like genocidal maniacs over there. But there is still a sect, and this is kind of like more like the Hoppian right libertarian sect that values the whole alt-right side, primarily because there's a discussion right now being had about voluntary secession,
mm-hmm.
about different groups who don't like each other, rather than, you know, forced assimilation, you know, just voluntarily separating.
Right.
And that I think is, you know, an appealing discussion to have. I mean, libertarians, you know, love secession. Granted, you know, most people I assume in the world wouldn't necessarily want to secede, you know, strictly based on racial lines. I'm sure will be racial preferences always. Like, most communities will always look somewhat homogenous just because that's, you know, the direction of our how we evolve culturally. But there's still a desire to have decentralization of culture. And
I certainly don't have a problem with it. I would, if I could quibble on a point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that alt-right, the whole alt-right concept has basically come as a push back in many cases to the forced integration that you're talking about and this kind of thing. And in many cases, so for instance, there's, I know that there's some event that is going on in the recent past or near future where basically it's black political activists are going to some place in the Caribbean and no whites are allowed, right? So, and I don't think that there's probably your average liberal is going to have any particular problem with that. Yeah, they should be able to go and do and talk and do their thing, and I don't have a particular problem with it, but I do know that if, for whatever reason, some white folks wanted to get together and make a white political action group going someplace, it would be, you know, a huge catastrophe. So, because if somebody, if you're identified as white by other people, you don't have to do it yourself, right? Like, other people just say, yep, you're white, then you have to be sort of, you have to be inclusive and all these other things. You're the dominant culture, you must be inclusive. And I think that the alt-right people are basically pushing back against this. Look, nobody's being inclusive of me, why do I have to be inclusive? You know, that kind of thing. So they've got this pushback. For me, I'm like, life's pretty good, I can live with it. But, you know, nonetheless, I think that's where it comes from, is just sort of the, you know, the people are like, where's the National Association for the Advancement of White People? You know, like that concept.
Yeah, and that's one reason why I've kind of splintered off away from them, is just because that's all they do is whine. That's all they do is complain. And you know, even though some of their grievances may be correct, you know, some of, like, you know, there are, you know, in some areas of the world, you know, forced, you know, state action against white people. Like in South Africa right now,
is
you
that
know,
so? Okay. I'll take your word for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, like in South Africa right now, there's legitimate politicians from the ANC, you know, talking about passing bills to force sanction land from white farmers, you know, and redistribute it amongst the people. You know, they're pretty communist down there. And that's a legitimate thing. But the alt-right rather than doing what one of our Anarcho-Poco attendees, Lauren Southern, did, which is go down there, document, you know, actually get on the ground and, you know, inform people, make a difference.
Hold that thought. We can continue if you want. Here are moments more with TJ. He is on YouTube as That Guy T. This is Free Talk Live from Anarcho-Poco 2018.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is
Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2018. It's all brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's Ian and Mark here at the beautiful Princess Resort, basically right on the beach here at Acapulco, Mexico. It's the fourth year of this event, and it is now a sellout event, which means it's probably going to sell out next year. So as soon as you hear about it being announced, you probably should get your tickets rather than procrastinate if you want to come out in 2019. We get all kinds of interesting guests, and we're going to continue with that here, but I do want to let you know about blinkprotects.com/FTL. That is the Blink Home Security System. Very affordable, shockingly affordable home security system. You can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one wired security camera. And the thing about Blink is they're wireless cameras. So you want to talk about an easy setup process?
It's fast.
It doesn't get easier than this. It couldn't possibly. You know, unbox, put the batteries in, set them up, and it's all configured via a Wi-Fi device like a tablet or your smartphone.
Yeah, the instructions, I think, were four panels in a comic book form. I mean, it was so
I didn't even look at the instructions. Yes, blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's where you can go to get yours. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. We've got Talid Brown with us here. He's That Guy T on YouTube. Described himself as a far-right libertarian, and we were talking about the alt-right a few moments ago, and I don't really even know how to describe the alt-right. They're like right-wingers. I guess they're alternative to the right because they're, what, more angry? What's the difference between the right, the alt-right, and, of course, we're libertarians. We're neither right nor left, necessarily. I mean, there's some people would argue that libertarians are one or the other, but I don't think so because
but
we just...
T pointed out the libertarian to alt-right pipeline. You know, many people have moved from libertarianism to this alt-right thing, including T at one point.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between the right and the alt-right? Like, what makes them alt-right? Can you even tell? Is there a way to really discern that?
The alt-right, there used to be a sort of confusion when it was just newly announced, like when Hillary Clinton was criticizing it. And you had people like Milo Yiannopoulos, being associated with it. And
he's not alt-right? Okay.
No, he's, the alt-right really doesn't like him. And that's because the alt-right kind of like re-solidified the meaning of the term to mean strict white nationalists.
Okay.
And there's not... That's why they kind of dwindled down, because there's not that many people who were on the right who were, like, legit white nationalists.
I see.
Granted, there's white people who are right-wing and, have, pretty overt, white interests, concerned, like, throughout politics, things like that, things like sanctioning immigration and things like that. But the alt-right really is really, like, a Spencerian creation. It's a Spencerian in terms of, like, Richard Spencer.
Okay.
One of their big names.
Yeah, he's the guy who pretty much mainstreamed the term.
And I've heard he's a socialist, guy.
He is. I don't know what he is. I mean, he's definitely a socialist.
Yeah.
But he's not a guy who really has that many strong convictions, other than the fact that, he likes white people, and he thinks that white people are awesome.
Sounds like a boring bastard to me.
Right. I mean, if you're only going skin deep.
Yeah.
Right.
But in conjunction with that, there is also the different sects. There's so many splinters off right now, like different movements, including libertarianism, is just becoming decentralized. And there's like all these little microcultures popping in within these once broader movements. So you have like the Hoppian libertarian types, the Liberty Mises Caucus. You have the alt-light, which is like someone like Lawrence Southern would fall into, or Milo Yiannopoulos, who is, they're white advocates. I have no quell admitting that, and some people, wonder, because a lot of people in the alt-light, they're kind of straying away from being overtly pro-white just because...
It doesn't play well.
It doesn't play well. It's not profitable. It doesn't make you look good in the media. And you kind of de facto get associated with the more extremists.
Sure.
When these extremists are like killing people on like the streets of Charlottesville.
You said white nationalist. Ian said Nazi. Those aren't the same thing.
But
not necessarily.
But they're smeared together.
As far as mainstream perception goes, they're synonymous.
Yeah.
And people, nobody wants, very few people want to be a Nazi.
You could be both, right? Like, you can be a white nationalist and a Nazi.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But because you're a white nationalist, not every Nazi doesn't mean you're a Nazi. Not that I'm trying to make any apologies for white nationalists. Yeah. The idea that you're going to, come to a Native American place, carve out a section and say, nobody of any different color here is allowed to come, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, it's the 21st century. I wish that we could be beyond this whole skin deep thing, but unfortunately it doesn't appear that people are. So let's change gears and ask you, T, the standard question for all black libertarians. Why aren't there more black libertarians?
The reason, and it's pretty simple, the reason is that, you know, libertarianism is a very niche, you know, faction. It's a very niche philosophy.
Okay.
And most people come to it from, you know, like, you know, education sources. Now, a lot of people come to it from the right originally. Like, a lot of people come through it through Ron Paul, through, you know, like, Julie Borowski and different, you know, right libertarian, you know, Republican-type influencers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find, you know, more Rothbardian, you know, Mises-type philosophies and become, you know, voluntarist and adopt, like, principles of, like, non-aggression and things like that. But the reason that black people aren't really, you know, particularly black Americans, aren't really, you know, gravitating towards libertarianism is because I think libertarians don't really meet black people where they are. And that's unfortunate just because here's a good example. When I went to SFL, Students for Liberty conference last year, it was a fun event. I had fun. It was good liberty outreach, but that's all it was. Mm-hmm. Liberty outreach. Libertarians reaching out to other libertarians.
Mm.
And there's a lot of this stuff, like, you know, like there's marijuana legalization, you know, like marriage equality, you know, concepts like, you know, NSA, domestic spying, you know, stopping the wars. And while most mainstream people, especially in the black community, like, understand that, and, you know, of course, most in the black community are against, you know, marijuana criminalization, for example, and you can probably reach them there.
They're against, or yes, they're against. For marijuana decriminalization.
Yes,
got it. Okay.
Yeah. And most people assume that if you just take that, if you take anything to them with that, then they'll associate with it. Like, for example, the NSA spying thing. Most black people don't care about the NSA looking into their lives. And that's just because it's not of cultural relevance to them. It's really not of, like, mainstream cultural relevance anywhere outside of libertarianism. And libertarians take these points that libertarians care about, and they try to make everybody else care about them, too.
Yeah.
Without first, like, listening to the other party and realizing, what do you care about? And let me tell you how liberty as a concept can assist you in that, assist you in, you know, making that cultural preference, that, you know, thing that you care about, better.
So, for me, like, I don't even attempt to imagine what does a black person care about. You know, like, I would never propose to know what 18 million,
plus different people.
Yeah.
I always think
millions
of people's individuals.
Millions of people, you know, mm-hmm. in the United States. I wouldn't even know.
I mean,
where to start. I presume they want to make good money at the jobs at which they work. I presume
take care of their family.
Yeah.
Get the bills paid.
Raise their family in the manner that they find best. They want the best schooling for the least price.
Because ultimately people are very similar, right? Like, we all have the same wants. We all want, you know, attention and love and, you know, appreciation. And
can you tell me what I'm missing, T? I mean,
well, you're not missing anything.
Okay.
Those are all things that the black community cares about.
Yep.
But when you approach it from an abstract, you know, perspective,
uh-huh.
of you know, like, just the overall, like, for example, like public schooling, like the overall public school infrastructure being damaging, It doesn't feel as close to home.
Okay.
It feels like something you'd hear on Fox News, something that's just like a general.
Can you stay for one more segment?
Sure.
More with T from YouTube, That Guy T on YouTube. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, Anarchapulco 2018, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. All kinds of interesting people to talk to, and I wish it wasn't that interesting that there's a black guy who's a libertarian, but unfortunately, it's still that way, where, you know, there are a handful of black gentlemen here. I don't know if you've seen any black ladies.
See, there you are, going and identifying them. You haven't talked to these people.
Well, I'm presuming.
Right, you're right
about
presuming.
That. You're right about that. Athena Mark here. We got Talib Brown, also known as That Guy T on YouTube, so check him out there. He described himself as a far-right libertarian, so we talked about that quite a bit, and then got into, you know, the classic question of, you know, why aren't there more black libertarians? I mean, as you were pointing out, Mark, we're all human beings. You know, we all want certain things as human beings. We're social animals. You know, people like attention. They like to have a nice life, take care of their families, get the bills paid, have a little time for leisure. I mean, that's true for pretty much everybody, except for the most antisocial people, and they can go live out in the woods. We were talking about, you know, why it is, in your opinion, that there are just black people just aren't represented, not even to, you know, the 12% or whatever the population, I don't think, within libertarianism. And it seems counterintuitive because, I mean, if anything, obviously you're not enslaved, you know, besides the fact that the government enslaves everybody to some extent. Yeah. But, you know, the classic chattel slavery, those days in the United States are over. But certainly that's a thing that comes up again and again, is that, you know, black people were enslaved at one time, a lot of them in the United States. You'd think that people who had their ancestors enslaved would have an appreciation for the ideas of freedom. So is there a disconnect in there somewhere?
There's actually not. And there's actually a very strong belief in freedom from the state amongst blacks. You know, that's something that most people wouldn't assume. That's because, you know, there's you know, a big welfare state amongst black representation, minority demographics. And, you know, there's affirmative action policies, you know, and things like that, such as in school, college, university, and things like that. So most people assume that black people just are just, you know, in love with the government, whereas that's not really the case. There's really a strong sense in the black community of not really being one with America.
Yes. And this is the whole stand for the pledge, flags, all that stuff.
Yeah. Black, and I think that comes from the history perspective. You know, granted, I'm one of those guys that, you know, say that, you know, black people shouldn't be dwelling on, you know, oh, I was enslaved, you know, some oppression, I can't do anything, you know, in the modern day.
I can see why they don't want to sing the Star Spangled Banner if the third verse talks about capturing slaves and killing them.
Yeah, there's really no cultural loyalty to you know, this entity that brought them over as slaves, enslaved them, oppressed them for a long time, and just is now kind of getting back on its feet in terms of, like, trying to be nice.
And I can tell you lots of white people are like, but we fixed that. And, you know, like, welcome, please, like, lay down your arms, you know, peace is here. Like, that's how they feel. Like, why? I'm not responsible. I own no slaves. Like, there's all this rhetoric that's out there. They don't feel that way. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know a solution.
Surely the government isn't fooling anybody, right? Because we know that the government now, you know, they want to act like they're some kind of liberator, but they're still enslaving people to obedience to the state. I mean, literal also enslavement as far as you arrest people, not just black people, but anybody, for drug possession, for instance.
Disproportionately black people, though.
Certainly. And then they end up in a prison where they're forced to work. So, I mean, you still do have a different form of literal slavery, because if you don't work, then they're going to put you in segregation. And most people don't want to be in segregation. It's generally considered torture. So, you know, hammering out license plates or whatever it is that they're doing at the prison is...
Yeah.
Still a step up from segregation. I mean, so the state is still enslaving blacks and everybody else.
Yeah, definitely. And black people recognize that. And sometimes it comes across as, you know, whiny, you know, SJW, just whining, crying about it. But there is still a legitimate concern there amongst black people, whether some people think it is or not. You know, they feel that. And that's why certain concepts of, like, in terms of libertarian outreach to black Americans, it comes from, you know, realizing that they're not going to value the same thing that you value, and you have to be able to bring value to their culture for them to adopt your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I've noticed. Jeffrey Tucker's a really, really good at it, to be honest.
reaching out to blacks.
Yeah, even though he wouldn't look like it with his double-breasted suit on the beach. He's
Rand Paul's tried really hard. Rand Paul's gone to some events and done speeches, and, you know, usually he gets a pretty cold reception, but he goes in there, he takes his licks, and does his best.
Yeah, but Rand Paul comes at it of, you know, more coming to the black community to preach.
I am bringing you some great ideas.
Yeah. He's also not really a libertarian either.
Well, I understand, but he represents
Tucker, he's really immersing himself in a culture. Granted, he's really focused right now on the Black American culture, Black Atlantan culture.
Okay.
So he's doing the Atlanta Bitcoin Embassy.
Oh, okay.
Whereas crypto is booming right now amongst black people, and it's a really interesting concept. Yeah, they're really interested.
I know Wu-Tang Clan's into it.
Yeah, even in my side of town, which is just, you know, not mainstream at all. It's just the average, you know, middle, lower class black hood.
Uh-huh.
You're in Atlanta, by the way. I don't know if we mentioned that.
But. Yeah, in Atlanta. And there's signs, like, you know, like little, like, vote for me signs, little campaign signs, little, you know, do your taxes here signs.
Yeah.
They have them for Bitcoin. Like,
really?
Call now, you know, to invest in Bitcoin.
Wow.
And people are, like, really fascinated by it. And Jeffrey coming in to show how this technology, how this concept of decentralized currency can actually work towards black people's benefit as a collective, that's, I think, is a much more, you know, worthwhile and really on the grounds approach to, you know, bring libertarianism to black communities versus, you know, just coming to a college campus and giving a talk on, you know, why liberty is good and then referencing Rothbard and Mises and Ron Paul and all these other, you know, white, Jewish, non-black libertarians. And why it works out for them and why you should just follow.
So I get my hair cut at an ethnic barber because I like that they get it nice and short on, you know, the other side.
The fade.
Yeah, I like a fade. And I'm shaggy right now. I understand you're looking at me like, that ain't no fade. Right? But They totally are into Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. I was sitting in there.
Is this in Keene?
No. You can't get a fade in Keene.
That's why I'm like, what ethnic hair clipper in Keene are you talking about?
No, I you can't.
So you're
I
talking go, about in Florida or something?
Yeah, I go down in Sarasota, Florida, on Lime Avenue.
Okay.
I go and I get my hair cut, and, you know, my barber's name's Zeus, but I had 4 or 5 of those barbers circled up around me while I was doing my little demonstration on, with my, you know, wallet and all that stuff, and they were totally into it. I'm giving out Dash and Bitcoin Cash and all this stuff to these guys, and they were into it, and now they want their tips that way.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I think that's true across the spectrum. That I think that cryptocurrency outreach is probably one of the best forms of libertarian outreach, because if we can make people wealthy, they're going to want to listen to the other things that we have to say. So, TJ, you are a blogger on YouTube. Do you do anything else on the internet or just the YouTube?
Right now, that I'm just doing a little call center job right now, but hopefully when I get back from Acapulco, I will be leaving that and actually starting my own marketing consultation firm.
Really?
Yes, marketing consultation and product acquisition called Bespoke Black. We're on social media at bespoke.black.
Got it.
That's on Instagram and on Twitter, bespoke.black and bespoke period black on Facebook as well.
And so you'll be helping out companies, or what are you? Who are you targeting there?
I'm essentially going to be doing the same thing that I'm talking about in my speech, was focusing on venture culturalism and helping different brands, personalities, you know, movements, you know, whatever you want to call it, build their cultural footprint in whatever demographic they want to reach, like making themselves matter culturally and giving them advice and trying to help them, you know, strategize and how to best, you know, make themselves matter.
Isn't the internet great?
I mean, my God,
this is so awesome. You can just go ahead and make up your own job title,
yeah.
Right? And, you know, I'm an expert in this.
Exactly.
And I think you are. I'm not trying to belittle it in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, this is a job description that did not exist 10 years ago.
And that is something that the internet did that is really cool. It made a new market for, I don't know if this is just a word off the top of my head, but cultural entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
People are realizing that you don't have to, you know, focus on this one. You don't have to relegate this one, you know, minutia culture. You don't have to, you know, everybody doesn't have to be a one-size-fits-all. We all have so many different interests, and now that we're able to connect, you know, globally with all these different people with different interests, new communities are being formed. Some of them good, you know, some of them libertarians, some of them bad.
All right. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live with us, man. Really appreciate it. TJ Talib Brown, that guy T on YouTube. Thanks for joining us. Free Talk Live from Anarchapulco 2018.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018 at the Princess Resort, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's Ian and Mark here, and there's just a lot going on, a lot of people, a lot of good people, a lot of new faces, and familiar ones. We always have our regulars here, and Doug Scribner is a regular from these various different crypto events.
Always.
And
always here.
He even bought us breakfast this morning.
That's right. It was great to have you guys and see
so
you guys.
Cool.
And buy lunch for the team. Because so we're the team.
We are a team. Right. That is for sure. And, in fact, I've heard rumors that you might be moving out to New Hampshire at some point.
I'm seriously looking at some properties out there.
I love it.
Got my girlfriend interested because it has horses.
And you're using Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor.
He's going to be the guy.
Who we love. He's one of our longtime sponsors here on Free Talk Live. And speaking of great sponsors, Liberty.menu is an organization we've partnered up with to allow libertarians to actually finally have something they've been asking for a long time, which is a libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist business directory.
Ah.
This has been something people have been wanting. They've been asking us for it.
And social media.
Well, yeah, it's got a bit of a social media aspect to it, but that's not the primary point of the site. The point of the site is to have a map of the world and then pinpoints with all the libertarian businesses on it, because liberty people want to do business with other liberty people. I mean, it's duh. That's what we want.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to spend some money, why wouldn't you want to spend it with a libertarian who's offering the service or the product that you're looking for?
Chances are they probably take crypto.
There's a good chance of that.
Yes.
Yeah. And so liberty.
Because we're smarter people. I don't know. Is that accurate?
I don't know. Some of them
may be accurate. I don't think that you should judge based only on whether or not somebody claims to be a libertarian. But if all things are equal, I can see why people would want to do it. Yeah,
it's easy to use. It works, and it's free. So there's really no reason not to go to liberty.menu and list your business on there. Now, there's a lot of them in New Hampshire, but we're starting to see some people from elsewhere adding their stuff to the map there. And it's not just liberty businesses. It also, if you've got an event, so like Anarchapulco, or you know maybe just your local cryptocurrency meetup.
Oh, good.
Or if you've got media, so like I put Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on there. So there's different types of listings, but it's really all about the Liberty community. And as I say, it's free to list. If you want to, you can pay for some upgrades to your listing, but the listings are free and it's super easy to use.
What's their website again?
It's liberty.menu.
Oh, what was that again?
It's so easy to remember, Doug. Liberty.menu.
Liberty.menu.
Now, you've got your own websites, and we've talked to you about a variety of different projects that you've been involved in over the years. You are definitely one of the doers in the cryptocurrency space.
Thank you.
And now you're doing something, and I don't know what this is. Aetherium?
Yeah.
Not Ethereum.
Nope.
Ethereum, for our listeners that may be new to cryptocurrency, is the number two if you rank by market cap, which is the total value of said cryptocurrency based in dollars or whatever for the whole globe. Bitcoin Core is number one, and then Ethereum is number two, but that's not what this is?
It kind of is, because blockchains like Ethereum are public and can be forked and can be copied and can be reused. So we are reimagining the Ethereum blockchain as the Aetherium blockchain. You like that? Pretty clever, right?
But what is it?
It is a private jet company that is using the Ethereum blockchain for multiple different apps and uses.
Well, that sounds cool. I mean, look, every business, many businesses can benefit from an online ledger. All ledgers should be immutable. The best immutable ledger out there, blockchain technology, that's why it's exciting and people are into it. Right. Because the reason you don't want it to be non-immutable is means somebody can go back and change the way things were previously. In turn, make a lie, right?
How is a ledger going to help me with private jet? I've never been on a private jet in my life.
We'll try to remedy that.
Is the average person going to care about this? Is this for rich people?
Well, you know, this is a lifestyle brand. And like all technologies and all conveniences and all special things, it starts out with rich people.
Sure.
Now poor people...
Yeah, like LED TVs or whatever used to be $60,000, and now they're $600.
Well, and a flight from L.A. to Acapulco used to be $10,000.
Really?
When airplanes first came out, because they were expensive, they were for the rich.
Okay.
And now they're only $350 on a good day to fly from L.A. to Acapulco.
Okay.
So we're wanting to do the same thing with private jets. So bringing blockchain efficiencies can help with
those.
Is it
going to bring costs down?
Yes.
How?
Well, you no longer have to have a broker deal, a human being, make phone calls and find a private jet seat for you.
That's how it usually works.
Yeah.
You know nothing about that.
Right, exactly. Well, it's an industry that people don't know a whole lot about.
Right. The first thing I think of is expensive.
Yeah, exactly. And they are expensive, and they're going to stay expensive for a while, but we're bringing the price down because of blockchain efficiency.
But are they expensive compared to so there's different types of air travel. There's,
commercial.
Right, commercial, coach. I often go on Southwest.
First class.
Right, there's first class. I like those
class.
Seats up there. They look neat. I rode in one time when it was...
You got a free upgrade or something?
Yeah, I got a free upgrade. I'm like, wow, this is really nice.
Yeah.
I slept the rest of the time, and I really don't remember the experience very much at all.
Yeah. And a private jet is, of course, orders of magnitude above that as far as comfort, class, amenities.
I just rode on one. Three days ago.
That's right.
I took there was no plane that flew from Nevis St. Kitts.
You were visiting Nevis.
I was visiting St. Kitts and Nevis to see Roger Ver, and so they had to. They were looking for flights and they couldn't get them, so they had to book a jet. They got a Gulfstream 4, flew over here, and man, oh man, is that the way to travel?
Sure is. We took the Wu-Tang Clan on a Gulfstream 4.
Okay. They played here the other night.
We brought them down. Aetherium. Brought them down from Van Nuys, which is LAX. We flew over to San Antonio, picked up the band Backwards, and then flew from there to Acapulco. That was
the band is named Backwards. You didn't fly Backwards.
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, we picked up Backwards. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah,
so that was
that's important for our audience.
That was a maiden voyage of an Aetherium jet flight. The very first one came to Acapulco.
This is working.
And it was paid for with Bitcoin. This is the first known example of someone playing for a private jet in Bitcoin.
I'm surprised.
Say that for
so
sure, but we can take any cryptocurrency now and book private jets.
Really?
That's app number one. That's sort of like beta.
Can you tell me about pricing? I so want to know about this.
I don't want to talk about it too much, but I can tell you it's varied and wide and different. And
what I'm thinking is
tens of thousands of dollars.
All right, well, take me through this here. I mean, so what
for now?
What does it do? What is Aetherium doing exactly?
Right.
I'm not sure.
Sure,
I'm still not clear on how this is helping or what it's doing.
Right. So from the very top level down, it's private jets. It's a couple of models. Have you ever heard of NetJets? That is Berkshire Hathaway. It's fractional ownership of private jets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like a condo timeshare, but it's for private jets. So that is one of our apps. But we're going to bring blockchain efficiency in, which means instead of having a company and people and receptionists and brokers and trying to schedule your time, I want to let my wife fly down. I want to have my mistress fly down. Oh, wait. I want to have my children fly down.
Mm-hmm.
How do you transfer ownership of your portion of that private jet? Well, now you can with simple token technology. that we're building on top of the Air Ethereum platform. That's one. Number two, it's the I forgot what it's called. There's another one that does bookings, you know, just booking seats.
Right.
Hey, I need to get a flight from Nevis to Acapulco.
Yeah.
They could have called us when we were up and running more. They can say, I need to go from Nevis to Acapulco. Oh, great. Here's a jet. We'll book you in it. It's not ownership. It's just like finding a seat on a private jet.
Yeah.
And that's right now it's a membership situation for, like, Delta private jets, and there's all these other companies that handle private jet travel, but we're going to make that an app as well. So it's now I can book my flight. It's not ownership. It's just booking a chair, a seat.
Which is, and what you're saying is before is hard to do.
It's expensive. It takes lots of people and brokers who are very expensive.
And so if you're cutting out all those
middlemen. Right.
Which is what cryptocurrency has been able to do in so many different ways in the money field, is to cut out middlemen like banks and governments out of money. You're cutting out now in this industry
brokers
and the dealers.
And receptionists. And
they're going to hate you.
Or they're going to love us because we're going to invite them to build their own services on our own chain.
So the smart ones will do that.
Right, exactly.
The other ones.
We want people to compete. So the Air Ethereum concept is like a Lego mat, right? You build building top of your Lego mat.
Yeah.
Markle, Jack played with Legos.
I used to when I was a kid.
Exactly. So the Lego mat is like the Air Ethereum blockchain. All right? And then we're building the Hawk app, which is the NetJets clone of fractional ownership. And someone else can build their competing version of that on our own platform. Mm. We're okay with that.
So the website airtherium.com, I'm going to spell that, AirTherium.com.
Exactly.
And what will people see if they go there? This is up and running?
At this point, it's a landing page. We are talking about tokenizing this, of course, and it's just sort of a...
meaning you're going to sell shares in it, that kind of thing?
Not shares, because that's an SEC situation.
Okay.
We're going to allow people to buy tokens, however.
Yeah. Utility tokens.
Right, exactly, which can represent membership, which is a utility.
I see.
So, and then we got tons of lawyers working on this right now for the U.S.
Gotcha.
Everywhere else in the world, they can start
come on in.
Exactly. So the U.S. will possibly be last as far as being able to own Air Ethereum tokens.
That sounds very interesting, Doug. You've always got something going on, some sort of interesting project. Always appreciate you coming on to tell us about it.
I know. Can I talk about Vault Logic?
You can, but we're going to have to bring you back for that one.
No problem.
So if you want, hang out here for a little bit. We are at Anarchapulco 2018.
Woohoo!
At the beautiful Princess Resort, and it really is just an incredible location. We got more coming up here with Doug Scribner. Your calls, not tonight. You're going to have to wait for those on Monday because we are on location. We don't do calls on location anymore. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.